So about 10 years ago, 0.6, 0.5 micron was the state of the art of design. Today, it's really 0.18. The silicon opportunity has definitely been there. Early on in last decade, we did see a huge increase in productivity. Two things brought this about. The move to RTL-based design, primarily with simulation, and the automation of the flow from RTL down to optimized timing gates, via synthesis, of course. This had a huge impact. Then in the last 3-4 years, we've seen that all in all, things have not seen any major breakthroughs. As a matter of fact, increasingly, you may have heard the word, well, what about the design gap? Started about 4 or 5 years ago, a few articles on the emerging design gap. And then 2 or 3 years ago, it was sort of, so what are the EDA companies doing to solve this? And just in January, I had the privilege with all the other CEOs of EDA, of top EDA companies, to be on a panel where I think the title was something like, can we trust our future to the EDA companies? Or so, like, as depressing as the title can be. Totally open-ended here. The answer is absolutely yes. You can trust your future, because where are we today? We are at the beginning of a major increase in productivity. Why is that? As the gap increases, what happens to the designers? First, they become itchy. Then they become, pardon the expression, somewhat bitchy. Then they become very dissatisfied. And then they say, this is so bad. We are going to change methodology. This happens to coincide with the very moment where the EDA vendors provide a whole set of new tools that happen by magic to support this new methodology. Hierarchical-based design, what a surprise. Didn't we advocate this for the last 5 years? Systematic design reuse. Have you never heard of this? Oh yes, we have to have it. Where are the tools? Well, lo and behold, as the need increases, the tools meanwhile do get developed. And it is when those two are coming about at the same time that you see a major increase in design productivity. And we are at the beginning of just such a moment. So this bodes well for both the engineering community, because the next 10x is there, readily available. There are millions of gates and transistors waiting to be designed, and the tools are coming about to make this possible. Now, there are a couple of very significant challenges that have to be overcome to actually cross the 0.18 hurdle.